We continue discussing the halacha of sitting, standing, as we just learned, the halacha that you should stand when you do the avodah. The kohen has to stand when he does the avodah. And as we've been discussing in our previous shiurim, the kohen should stand when he does birkas kahanim. The Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simet Tzadiches, Sif Dalet, teaches us Hatfila hiba makom karbon. The tefillah is in the place of a carbon. Ulkach tzarach lizor, and therefore one has to be careful. Shehei dugmas hakarb, that when you daven, it should be like a carbon. Bekavona, as we're learning so many times, so extensively in our Masechta, that a carbon has to be brought bekavona. Umu'umid, and you should stand when you daven. Dumi davaida, as we just learned, the ksiv la'amid l'sheris. So we see from here that tefillah should be done standing. Why should tefillah be done standing? Because it's similar to the carbon. And the carbon is brought standing. And in fact, that is the reason that every day when we daven and we say mizmor l'soida, mizmor l'soida is corresponding to the carbon toida. And as we're learning in our Gemara, the carbon tamid was brought by every carbon was brought by Amida. So too, that's the reason why we stand when we say mizmor l'soida. Moreover, the pasuk says, "Vavram oidena oimid l'fnei Hashem," and the Targum Unkla says oimid means tefillah. So we see from here, and we know that the word amida, another way that the Shemoneh Esrei, another term used for the Shemoneh Esrei, is amida. Why? Because the tefillah has to be like a carbon. The tefillah is in the place of the carbon. And since, as we're learning in our sugya, you have to stand, la'amid l'sharis, the kohen has to stand when you bring the carbon, so too is the halacha that the kohen, that we stand when we say the Shemoneh Esrei, as we quote at the beginning of this year, the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that the tefillah corresponds to karbos. The Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim, Simen Memches, says that when one says karbonis, he should stand. Just like when we brought the carbon, as we're learning in our shir, they had to stand. So too, when you say karbonis, you should stand. The Shari Tshuva quotes the Tvua Shor that disagrees. And he says that we don't find that any of the Rishonim or the Shulchan Aruch should tell us that you have to stand when you say karbonis. And therefore, he says, many Paiskim are of the opinion that you don't have to stand. There are Paiskim that maybe by the Parashas Tamid, I don't understand why the Parashas Tamid is different than all other Kabbalists, say you should stand. If you look into Tefua Shor, he gives two reasons why one doesn't have to stand when he says the Kabbalists. So one, he says, because the Gemara says, so he says that what the Gemara means to say is not that when you're learning, it's like you're bringing a carbon. Learning is in the place of a carbon. Learning is in the place of the carbon. So you have two ways of accomplishing whatever a carbon accomplishes. One way is by actually bringing a carbon, and the other way is by learning. But learning doesn't require standing. In fact, I saw a beautiful vart from the Arvei Nochal. The Gemara in Masechta Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amen Aleph, says, "Ma'idik Siv, Hinei Baruch Es Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem, Ha'omdim beis Hashem b'leilis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, El Talmid Chachamim, Ha'oskim b'tayr b'leila. It refers here to Talmid Chachamim who learned Tayr at night. Mal aleim ha'kosuv kil oskim b'avoida. As the Arvei Nachal. Obviously, this Pasuk is not speaking about somebody who's doing the Avoida. Because the Pasuk says, Ha'omdim beis Hashem b'leilis. And we know that Kabbonis were not brought by night. So what's the Pasuk connecting Oivnim Beis Hashem Balailas, the people who are learning Torah to Avdei Hashem? So he says a beautiful word. He says that what the Pasuk and what the Gemara is teaching us is that there are two ways of accomplishing whatever a carbon accomplishes. This is the way I understand what the Arvei Nachal means to say. There are two ways of accomplishing what the carbon accomplishes. One way is by bringing a carbon. By bringing a carbon, there are halachas. As we just said, a carbon may not be brought at night. You know, the kohen may not sit when he brings the carbon. But then there's another halacha. There's another way of accomplishing this. That's through learning. And learning could be done by night, of course. And learning, there's no din that you can only learn when you're standing. Of course, one may sit when he's learning. And that's what the Tefillah Shorah is saying as well. When you're saying Karbonis, it's not like you're actually bringing a carbon. When you're saying Karbonis, it has the halacha that what you're saying, it's equivalent to what the carbon accomplishes. But it's not a carbon. And therefore, you don't have to stand. Another word that the Tefillah Shorah says why you don't have to say Kabbonis standing. Because even if we're bringing the carbon, even if when you're saying the Parshas Kabbonis, it's like you brought a carbon, we're not Kahanim. So how are we bringing Kabbonis? So it's only like we're delivering the carbon to the Kohen. And in fact, Darach HaShulchan in Siman Aleph Sif Chavov says that there are those that would say that you have to say the Kabbonis standing because somebody who's sitting is possible to do the Avoida. And Darach HaShulchan, quoting the Shari Tshuva, says that many Achroinim disagree with this. And then he says that the Vart that the Tefillah Shorah just said, did we bring the Kabbonis? The Kahanim brought the Kabbonis. And when we say Kilu HaKravnu, it means that we delivered the carbon to the Kohen. And therefore, he says a very big chiddush. That a Yisrael, when he's saying the Kabbonis, can indeed sin. Because Yisrael was never the one that did the Avoida of the bringing the Kabbonis. But when a Kohen says Kabbonis, so he is like he actually was doing the Avoida. The Kohen did the actual Avoida. And therefore the Kohen, who is saying Kabbonis, should perhaps indeed stand. According to this, perhaps, what we said at the beginning of our shir, that when one says Mizmor L'Soida, the meaning is that we stand, it could well be that there will be a nafka mina if a Kohen or a Levi are saying Mizmor L'Soida. When the Kohen or Levi are saying Mizmor L'Soida, since for them it's as if they're doing the Avoida, and when they did the Avoida, they have to stand. Whereas a Yisrael, when he's saying Mizmor L'Soida, I'm not saying once you do it, one shouldn't change any menhagim, maybe you could sit. We also said in our previous year a discussion, what's the reason for standing? Is there a din in Amida, or is there a din in Lashoris and a derech kavod? L'may nafkamina. The question is, does one have to stand when he says a bracha? So if we say that it is a special din by kabbonis of Amida, so by the brachas, with a specific instruction that we have to stand, like by Sfiris Omer, the Gemara says, Bekoma, that you're supposed to say Sfiris Omer standing. So then you have to stand. By other places, there's no special din that it has to be done by Midah. and you would be allowed to say the Birchas HaMitzvahs even sitting. But if we say, as is clear in the Gemara, as is the opinion of Davni Nezer in the Gemara on Daf Chavov, that the reason you stand is because derech sheiris, to show respect, so could well be that by every Birchas HaMitzvahs, even when there is no specific halacha that one must stand, perhaps you should have to stand because that is the covenant, how to bracha, how to show the proper covenant to the bracha.